The Circus, Inspector Carlyle, Novel 4. Written by James Craig and read by Joe Jameson.
Politics is the art of looking for trouble, finding it everywhere, diagnosing it incorrectly, and applying the wrong remedies. Groucho Marx. The closer you get, the more you smell the shit. Adam Bolton. Chapter 1. At least it wasn't raining. Buttoning up his jacket against the evening chill, Duncan Brown fired up a Rothmans king-size and took a long, hard drag that made his eyes water. Coughing, he stepped off the pavement, still holding in the smoke. Standing in the middle of the empty street, he pawed at the tarmac with the toe of his shoe before turning back to face the small theatre that he had just slipped out of in order to enjoy a crafty fag. He smiled to himself. Couldn't even wait for the interval. This was his second packet of the day. Wasn't he supposed to be giving up? Finishing his cigarette, he flicked the stub towards the gutter and lit another one. The second smoke never tasted as good, but it was good enough. Inhaling, he scanned the poster for the show that his girlfriend had dragged him along to see. A beguiling blend of puppetry, animation, music and live action, claimed the blurb. Beguiling? Flicking some ash onto the ground, Duncan blew a plume of smoke into the orange night sky. Fucking puppets. How old was he to be watching a puppet show? Gemma had said this show had been a hit at the Edinburgh Festival.
Well, he mumbled to himself, who gives a monkeys about that? This isn't the bloody provinces.
He glanced enviously towards the Grapes of Wrath on the corner of the street 70 yards away. He could see the flickering TV screen hanging from the ceiling. They would doubtless be showing the Arsenal game. He wondered about heading over there, ordering a pint of London Pride and catching what was left of the second half. It was very tempting. On the other hand, Gemma would be more than pissed off if he did a runner now. Tonight was supposed to be their quality time for the week, and therefore they were watching a one-man puppet show. What did that say about their relationship? A loud collective groan from the pub was followed seconds later by an electronic chirp from his pocket. Grabbing his mobile, he opened the text message to confirm what he already knew. The Gunners had gone a goal down to some bunch of erstwhile no-hopers. They were playing at home, too. Finishing his second smoke, Duncan shook his head. At least he wasn't missing much. The mood at the Emirates had been ugly for some time, and he could imagine the waves of frustration and bile rolling round the stadium as the team huffed and puffed to no great effect. Imagine paying a grand a season to watch that kind of crap. The manager's on borrowed time, Duncan thought, just like I am if I don't get back inside that bloody theatre sharpish. Deleting the text, he felt the phone start vibrating while still in his hand. There was no number on the screen, but he had a good idea who it was. He lifted the phone to his ear.
Yeah?
Where are you?
The voice on the other end of the line sounded bored and annoyed at the same time.
Out and about?
Duncan stepped back up onto the pavement to let a car slide past.
What have you got?
We need to meet.
The source sounded like he was in a pub himself, as, in the background, the commentary to the Arsenal game was clearly audible. Duncan let out a heavy sigh. All this cloak and dagger bullshit was pissing him off, big time. In terms of actual column inches generated, it was proving to be a total waste of effort.
Why?
There have been some developments, the source went on.
Like what?
He asked, not bothering to hide his growing exasperation.
I can't talk over the phone. It has to be face to face.
Okay.
Duncan scratched his head. He wasn't in the market for a story right now. Tomorrow was deadline day, and he was sorted for Sunday's paper. It was officially the silly season for stories, and his interview with a newlywed who saw her husband devoured by a shark might even make the front page.